From Story Flow News. News. The day's top 10. June 13th. The author behind How to Read has uploaded most of the video recordings that accompany the original reading, leaving only a cognitive warfare symposium and a conversation with the Coens in the queue. Those two are on hold while the creator experiments with AI-driven editing tools to turn raw Zoom footage into a polished, documentary-style product with clearer audio and more engaging visuals. The goal is to move beyond the typical COVID-era online meeting aesthetic. But the final edits may still take a few weeks as the right prompts are refined. In Washington, former President Trump responded to backlash over his appointment of Bill Poult, an ultra-loyalist with no national security background, as acting director of national intelligence by nominating Jay Clayton instead. Clayton, a former SEC chair and longtime Wall Street lawyer at Sullivan & Cromwell, also lacks intelligence experience, though his resume includes representing major Chinese tech deals that now sit on the Department of Defense's watch list. Critics note the historic overlap between high-level finance and intelligence, citing the Dulles brothers as a precedent, and warn that the nomination could further blur the line between corporate interests and national security, especially as Congress debates extending a key FISA wiretapping provision. A Mother Jones essay argues that no individual should ever amass $1 trillion, using Elon Musk's wealth as a case study. The piece illustrates the sheer scale. Stacked pennies would reach the moon twice, and $100 bill stacks would cover roughly 40 square miles, while emphasizing the political power such wealth confers. Musk's spending on political campaigns, including nearly $300 million in 2024, is highlighted as evidence that trillion-dollar fortunes can sway elections and amplify